Heather McDonald has got the juicy scoop. When you're on the road, when you're on the go, Juicy Scoop is the show to know. She talks Hollywood tales, her real life Mr. Segment, serial data, and serial sister. You'll be addicted and addicted fast to the number one tabloid real life podcast. Listen in, listen up. Heather McDonald, Juicy Scoop.
Hello and welcome to Juicy Scoop. We have our favorite here, Chris Frangiola.
Thank you. So excited to be back. This is great.
Welcome to fall.
I know. Well, kind of. I was hoping for fall and it's 100 degrees outside. But
not totally. There's a bit of more of a breeze.
In the morning.
Yes.
Yeah, we get it. But it does feel, you know, fall's exciting.
Just go to Trader Joe's. Everything is pumpkin.
I know.
Everything is fresh. It's like a pumpkin literally threw up in Trader Joe's. There is so much pumpkin stuff. Like every year they manage to make more things pumpkin-y.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. It's almost like a joke now.
Yeah.
With that one rack when you walk in, they have everything pumpkin. And it's bizarre. I don't even think pumpkin – what I've noticed about pumpkin spice – glad you brought this up because I'm very passionate about it. There's no pumpkin actually in the pumpkin spice. It's just nutmeg and cinnamon. I don't think there's actual pumpkin involved.
Oh.
I think it's what would be in a pumpkin pie, so that's why they say it's pumpkin spice.
Yeah.
I don't think there's pumpkin involved.
Well, I was at Ralph's, and I was with Brandon.
As you say, pumpkin's having a moment right now. I mean, for years.
And
but.
I did something real. Who's our people from Target, the Magnolia couple? You like to talk about the Gaines.
The people.
Chuck
Chuck and Linda Gaines. I don't know. I forget. It'll come to me.
Anyway.
Yeah.
I got two white pumpkins to put on either edge of my door.
That's going to look nice.
It looks okay.
Oh, really?
Peter was like, what'd you pay for these?
Joanna Gaines. It just
Joanna,
came to me.
I'm like, I don't care. I'm going to live my life like a 28-year-old young mom in the Midwest. And I'm going to have some freaking white pumpkins, and I'm going to be cute. I have been economically strapping myself for years, not going for decorations, not doing cute stuff, not being cute. I'm going to be cute. I got some white pumpkins.
Well, I'm glad you did that. I had to put the brakes on my wife, who doesn't really go out much because she's working from home now due to COVID, whatever. And she went out once in the last year and a half to a Home Goods, found a Home Goods. It hasn't been one ever. Came home with so much Halloween shit that I was like, we cannot be that weird Halloween couple that gets.
Why not?
Because it's an odd.
Let me just tell you.
That's an odd person.
Stop crushing her dreams.
I had to. I can't. I can't have that junk. Too much junk.
I hate you so much right now.
I know.
Why let. You have a little girl.
She's lucky. We didn't start a van life and go out into the desert.
Speaking of van life, and there's nothing funny about it. But
no,
there is interesting stuff to talk about, and I do want to talk about it with you.
It is.
I've covered this a lot, as everyone has, but there's been some things that have happened even in the last day since I touched on it Tuesday.
Can I ask you this?
Yes, please ask me any questions because I know everything about Gabby and Brian.
Now, this is a very divided country. Talk about, politically, many different ways. There is nothing that brings this country together more than missing cute blonde girl. I'm talking across every racial barriers, every, financial, everybody from the poor to the poor, rich to the rich, black, white. We love a missing white girl story. But why is this one any different than all? There's a lot of missing people.
Well, I think we have this other entity of in the last couple of years that have exploded, podcasting being one and TikTok being the other.
Okay.
And a lot of information, and YouTube for that matter, a lot of information has come from internet sleuths that really brought some things to attention.
Yeah.
You know, that the cops hadn't known, that a traditional journalist hasn't found out. And it just moves so quick. And I think many of these people that do this are similar to Gabby and Brian.
Right.
They are white and cute and into the environment and want to do this.
Yeah.
I mean, my former assistant, she's got the van life.
Yeah.
She's doing this with her cute guy. And I mean, I know she's fine, but I'm just saying, like, it is something young people do.
Right.
And it's like, what a great thing to do. You know, you can't go work. It's COVID. You graduated from college, but you can't do this when you have a kid. Go get in this van, yeah. You know? And it's like, and it's interesting because if someone's living in their van in LA.
Yeah.
And they're white. Mm-hmm. It's a totally right. different. You know, that's the person you don't want to help.
Upon it. Yeah.
Stay, get away.
Not but on if, my block.
Yeah. Yes. But if you're in Utah mm-hmm. and you've got a vlog and a YouTube, it's like, it's wow, cute. They're entrepreneurs. They're living their life.
Yeah.
They're drinking out of stainless steel, reusable, you know, things. They're healthy. Like, it's so I think.
But. What these people don't realize is going on a vacation and staying in the Four Seasons for a long length of time is stressful enough on a relationship. Putting yourself in the back of a van with a mattress and stainless steel cups is very stressful. And I think that not only will it end your relationship, it could end in far worse things like this one did. Well, here's the thing.
You are – a man much older than this couple.
Mm-hmm.
Your wife is older than this couple.
Yeah.
Your wife wanted to bring home mm-hmm. some fucking Halloween.
Oh, she brought them home.
Okay.
Yeah.
Imagine she's bringing it home to a tiny van. You guys have a porch. You have a backyard. You have a front lawn.
What are we going to do with all these pillows? These pumpkin-shaped pillows.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, but you understand what I'm saying. You and Peter have been, you know.
But here's the thing. I also think in all my studying of this girl, I don't really think this was her dream.
Right.
I don't. She had writings. I don't like to go outside. I think it was really him kind of pushing this. And this is her first love. They dated since high school.
Yeah.
You know, I just think she was sucked under a spell. And what we're finding more and more is, you know, when people really studied that 911 call – where the officer came and it's on the body cam, and she keeps saying, well, we were fighting so much because I have OCD and I was trying to finish my blog and he was upset because he wanted to go hiking and we were fighting. It's like he told her she has to do this blog. She had a whole nother job. Yeah. He's like, quit your job. We're going to do this blog. She was at a coffee shop trying to finish this website thing that she was very frustrated with. And he was like annoyed that they weren't going to go on their daily hike and that she was actually kind of being empowered by doing this. This is my analyzing of everything.
Okay.
So they start getting in a fight. And then she keeps saying, I'm OCD. I'm OCD. I just heard an interview with her dad on Dr. Phil. And I think this interview was filmed, unfortunately, before he knew that she was actually, you know, killed. And Dr. Phil asked about the OCD part where she says it about herself. And he goes, she was a neat girl, like, and wanted to, I'm sure, to keep this tiny space clean.
Yeah.
But she's never been diagnosed for OCD. She was never on any medication for OCD. I think he had the mental illness. I think he right. suffered from even maybe the beginning signs of schizophrenia, which hits you in your 20s, because her friend said that they would get in all these fights and she would go over to the friend's house and spend the night before they went on the van life. And she said, he just gets crazy. He hears voices. He thinks things are happening that aren't happening.
Oh.
So I think he is the one that has the mental illness.
Yeah.
And then he was like putting it on her. And then she kept saying, I mean, we were fighting a lot and I tried to say I was sorry. And she was so apologetic. And even though the cop handled it well, he relates and identifies more to the man.
Yeah.
Who's not crying. Guys get weird when girls cry a lot. He's totally calm during the interview. Mm-hmm. And he's chuckling. At one time, he does a fist pump. And I just think he was very manipulative. And now they said they did not know this until just a couple days ago when they went back and really examined all the 911 calls about seeing them this couple fight.
Right.
The report that the cop wrote was that this couple witnessed them fighting and he locked her out of the car and she tried to get in the car by the front of the driver's side, I guess. And so she was hitting him. Then she hopped in the car and they drove off and the cop pulled him over. Now there's a 911 call saying, I just witnessed a man slapping his girlfriend.
Oh, somebody else called 911 and said that?
I think yes.
Yeah.
But anyway, they found this call. So he absolutely was slapping her.
Oh.
and hitting her, in which she never reveals that to the cop.
Mm-hmm.
She blames it all on herself, which is a total manipulative, controlling, where you're just like, oh, my God, how do I just not piss him off today kind of a relationship. And the fact that they were engaged and then called off the engagement is never a good sign.
Yeah.
Why do you have to call off the engagement? Why wouldn't you just say we're postponing the wedding, but we're staying engaged? We're young.
Yeah.
It makes me think there were fights. And then she was like, probably tried to get out of it. And he was like, no, let's just go on this thing. We've worked so hard putting this van together. Like, I think there were moments or back and forth. And then
this is all that.
Yes.
And then it's not going to be – that's not going to be fixed by putting yourself in a tiny van and going out to, you know, the desert or whatever.
No.
I mean, that's just going to
– And then there was other thing came out yesterday that there was an odd text that the mom got.
I read that about the grandfather about or something?
Yes, where she says, can you help Stan? So she gets this. The mom gets this from supposedly Gabby's phone. I just keep getting his voicemails and missed calls. Stan is the grandfather, but she never referred to her grandpa as Stan.
Yeah.
I don't have an explanation for this. I don't – it to me, it sounds like he was having a delusional schizophrenic episode, and he wrote that text.
Right, from her phone.
Just being out of it. Yeah.
She was dead already, and he was trying to make it look like she was still alive by sending text from her phone.
And that she was going crazy?
I don't know.
It would appear like she was suicide or something?
Maybe he didn't know she didn't refer to the grandfather Stan.
Right.
So he was just like, oh, I heard her say his name was Stan one time, so I'll write it this way.
That's just- and then the other text was, sorry, bad reception in Yosemite when they were actually in Yellowstone.
Yeah.
And they just thought it was like an autocorrect or something. And I'm like, well, it wouldn't be an autocorrect. So that was weird, but they weren't overly concerned. Now they don't know where he is still.
No, he's got to be dead, right?
Well, TMZ just posted this. TMZ just said, breaking news, Brian Laudry possibly spotted on a trail camera about 500 miles from his home. Florida cops investigating. Now, there's a lot of misinformation coming.
Yeah.
There was the couple that, I don't know, that just looked like, it's hard to say who it would be.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of information coming from people. Like, there was this YouTubers that passed the van. They didn't realize they had passed the park van on their trip. And then when all this came out, they went back to their footage and saw it. And then when they slowed it down, people thought they saw someone out in the background look to be like, you know, digging something. It wasn't.
Yeah.
They've since said that was just a stump of a tree.
Oh.
And then, you know, people are wondering how involved are his parents? Did he never come home? They're like, did the parents meet him out there, help bury the body, drive the van home and let him continue on? Was he ever actually home in Florida? I don't know. Maybe there is evidence that he was.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So he never came home.
How did nobody ever – I mean, I feel like nobody – they didn't have a fence or anything. They're like – all the reporters and people protesting are right out front of their house, like
I mean, our fence is like a little picket fence.
I know, but you could see in people's windows and stuff. Nobody saw him in the house. He was not – they're saying that he might not have been in the house at all.
I don't – that part I don't know. And then, you know, they were saying, oh, he's, you know – Someone supposedly gave him a ride in Alabama on his way to Mexico. Other people said, no, why? I think he would go to Cuba because Cuba doesn't have to extradite people back to America and Cuba's closer to Florida.
Right. Wow.
Then he was into weird art, like kind of like evil stuff. And then this final one is in one of their videos that they posted about their fun life together. They show him in a hammock reading a book, and the book is Alienation, about three or four women that go into the woods and they go missing.
Oh, really?
Yes. And
so this is all done by – I'm glad.
But then other people said, no, it's really about aliens. But then he also was obsessed with these two other books, the Fight Club book and this one Lullaby. And Lullaby was about another like serial killer type of situation.
Wow.
Yes. And so, you know, it's like you're really kind of seeing who he is now. But the parents always thought he was nice.
Yeah.
She lived with his parents for a while. The in-laws-to-be at one point all got along, you know. But, yeah, we don't know where he is, and we don't know what the parents know, and we don't know what – yeah.
Just a couple of van life questions.
Yes, please.
I don't know if you can answer these, but – where do you go to the bathroom? I feel like that's an issue that would eventually cause a fight. I'm not saying it would lead to murder, but that would be a problem. That'd be a problem with anybody.
Okay, I've seen some van life things. Mm-hmm. For some reason, you can have like a sink. I don't know where the water comes and stuff, but you can have a sink.
Like in the
to
van.
To wash dishes.
I think that's some of the bigger ones. Yeah, like I don't think this, what they had, had anything like that. So
no, this, I saw a van that size that has a sink and a countertop.
Oh, really?
Okay. And then the other, and I guess people want a van versus a tiny home or an RV because there are no restrictions. You can park it anywhere.
Yeah.
And then everyone has the ladder up there. So mm-hmm. I guess, I don't know why you have to climb up there to sit up there. Or
I think there's some of them have a tent on top. That's where you sleep.
Oh.
I've seen
and
that.
Then I think, I think that the peeing and the shitting you just do outside.
Okay.
And then drive off.
See, that's what I'm saying. But that, after a couple of days, could become an issue. Like, you know, where do we go? Are we going to shit in a hole again? Yes, we're going to shit in a hole again. Can we just go back home?
I mean, I just want to talk to the other parents.
Yeah.
Of
you ever stay in a
pretty
hotel
white girls who are on other van life trips right now.
That's what I'm saying. I want
like
this
everybody
to be
needs to check on their van life friend.
Right.
And see, well, it was really sad when you talked about, you know, that this gets attention, media attention. And like I said, in the past, it was just hard copy and stuff that would be obsessed with, like, the girl that was the Raiders cheerleader that got murdered by the photographer.
Years ago.
Like,
classic.
When we were,
good
like,
one.
In our
classic.
20s. Yes. And it was on every night. And I remember watching that being like, oh, my God, all her Raiderette friends are getting press. And, like, you know, and
he was going to shoot her headshots. That's how long ago that was.
Like, yeah, when you need headshots. And just – but now – it's not just the reporters and stuff back then that are guilty. It is all these other people that are super intrigued by this. But a lot of it is social media, and that she had social media and everything else. Because it's also been reported that, like, I think it was – I can't remember the number, but it was like over 100 girls or something. They called it indigenous women.
Indigenous?
What does that really mean? Does that mean Native Americans?
No, indigenous means people,
like Native Americans, right?
Native Americans would be indigenous,
Okay. There's been like 100 women like that in the same area of America that have gone missing over like the last 8 years.
Yeah, no, I've...
But part of that is because their communities of Indian communities, they have their own like... juries and police and everything, and they kind of keep it quiet,
right?
Unfortunately, so I think that's one of the reasons why people have, you know.
Well,
there's the two girls, the married couple.
That's also involved. Some isn't there another couple that's missing in this thing that they're somehow tying it to?
Yeah, well, the police say there's no tie to it, but I think
the police,
it's very suspicious.
How do you think the police feel about the fact that they are getting out investigated by CatLover99 on TikTok? They're like, wait a minute, we're detectives, and this guy's cracking the case.
I know, because my favorite thing in every movie is like how mad a detective is when like an FBI comes in or another person comes on and they're like, this is my case.
Right.
And I'm like, why don't you want the help?
Yeah, I know.
Like, why don't you want the help?
Uh-huh.
And when I had a cop on that was on the Cecil Hotel Netflix series, I asked him that, and he's like, no, he was like, no, anybody that can help is great.
Yeah.
It's just sometimes in revealing it stuff, like journalists revealing something that hasn't been revealed to the public yet, can screw it up for like if they know it's the boyfriend or the husband.
Yeah.
You know, for a while they'll act friendly. Now this guy right away got an attorney. But like if I died, okay, if I was gone missing.
Who got an attorney? This guy?
Got an attorney right away and has never spoken to the police.
Yeah.
Right away. And.
But you're saying the reason that could be is because he never was there in the first place.
Did right. But then why wouldn't the attorney just go, look, they got in a wicked fight.
Yeah.
She's like, take my van. I'm staying at this hotel. Leave me the hell alone.
Mm-hmm.
She had her phone. I left her.
Right.
You know? But then when the dad then tried to reach Brian and said, hey, we haven't heard from Gabby. He never calls her back. Then the dad also calls his parents and are like, we're really freaked out. The kids are, where are our kids?
Yeah.
Well, apparently her son is right there in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody, they called his brother, his sister, and his brother, sister, mom and dad. Where's Gabby? Where's Brian and Gabby? They never even write him back and go, well, Brian's here, but they got in a wicked fight. And we thought she was in contact with you. Like, so they never say it. So it's like right away, they're just not talking. So sometimes with detectives, why they do get annoyed when people are, because it's like they're acting like, okay, so I go missing.
Right.
And Peter goes, it's like, I don't know where she is. He goes to the, you know, thing. They're acting really friendly with Peter.
Yeah.
They're like, you know, joking about his shoes and let's go golfing. And they're like, hey, buddy, God, we're going to find your wife. And they're just like, oh, this fucking guy killed her, right? So they don't want then all the sleuths being like, I went and discovered on Peter's last video that there was this in the background. And like that's where they don't like it, because they're like, no, we're moving in on Peter. We already have all this info on Peter. But we got to do it in such a way so that we have it all together and he's not suspicious and he slips up or we're recording him or something.
Right.
So that's why.
So this guy.
They've got to be like, why didn't you arrest him earlier? I mean, that's what people are mad about. But
why didn't you arrest him when they had the fight you see on the 911 tape?
But yes, that 911 tape, I think what they're saying is that tape. That officer, the body cam officer, was not aware of that.
Yeah.
And in evaluating both of them, he separated them. You know, I think people thought that that guy was very thorough in his report, handled it really well.
Yeah.
All of that. Of course, now he probably feels badly, which is sad because he was a good cop. But like, I think, and I think why were the cops not able to insist that they talk to Brian sooner? Yeah. But it seems like this has been going on because we've been talking about it so much. But this has all happened.
I know. It's been not even two weeks.
Only knew that their daughter was really missing and making a report since September 11th.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's just really – so we don't know where Brian is and
– but this guy did it, right?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Because the thing is like at that point –
I mean they call him person of interest, but
– yeah. Like if – you know, or if she – you know, killed herself and he was like, whatever, you know, whatever his story is.
Right.
It was so bad. He was so guilty that he didn't go, okay, this is what happened, you know, or whatever.
How come nobody ever goes to like in Silence of the Lambs, when to solve a case, they go to a person who's done similar type cases like Hannibal Lecter.
Oh.
Now they should go talk to that guy, you know, that we talked about my last time on.
The one who put the daughters in the oil?
No, not him. Well, him too.
This reminds me a lot of that.
Yeah.
Because it was like he presented a very normal case. This is the guy in Denver. His wife was super cute, YouTuber. She was doing the MLM.
Mm-hmm.
They lived beyond their means. She was pregnant with a third child. They posted their cute life just like they post their cute life.
She posted too much.
They actually look alike. Someone did a side by side. And he got a girlfriend, you know, that she didn't know about. He was cheating on her. She comes home from doing her MLM meeting in Phoenix.
Yeah.
And he kills her and the two girls, puts the two girls' bodies in the oil tanks where he works.
Yeah.
And then when he, you know, within like 36 hours, the detective was so good that she got the dad to come in.
Yeah.
And the dad kind of coerces him to say what really happens. And then he confesses it. And, but that family was strange too. I did a lot of research on that, his family. And you wonder, had they had the opportunity to save their son?
Yeah.
And if you believe Scott Peterson killed Lacey Peterson, that family, I believe, were either believed he did it or not, but they were like, get the hell out of here. They found him miles away from the border in San Diego with dyed blonde hair, with a lot of money and camping gear.
Yeah.
But then he said, well, I dyed my hair blonde so people wouldn't recognize me. And I had the camping gear because I like to camp. And I had the money because I was holding it for a friend. Like, it was not a good excuse.
But, like, anytime you go on the run.
Not a good excuse.
Anytime you have a bag of money and you're running, and you, like, OJ did the same thing. It's like, wait a minute. That's, you're guilty right there. That's, this guy. He's on the run, Scott Peterson, OJ Simpson. If you go on the run, you're guilty.
But that's the thing. Like, do the parents kind of Do the parents know? How much do the parents know? And I think they know a lot. I think they know everything at this point. And like what I said on Tuesday is I think they knew. I think he was home. I think they gave him a running start.
Right.
And it could even be that one parent was more pushing for him to escape and the other – who knows if the parents were 100% like lined up like we got to protect our son.
But I
– And he's going to go to jail for the rest of his life. So if he can get away with it and live on the lam, which he knows how to do because he did the van life
–
let him do that, then spend the rest of his life behind bars. The crime's already done. Like, his life's already ruined. Go. But they're going to find him because they're always, when this has happened in the past where parents have protected their kid, a mom can't stop from calling her son. And they always find them. Even if it's like 10 years later, they always find them.
Sleeping on a boat. A lot of times they find them sleeping on a boat.
Boats are where it's at.
Boats. Sleep. If you're getting chased, you go sleep on a boat.
Peter and I were in the marina.
They found that the Boston bomber. Sleeping on a boat. The guy who killed Giorgio Armani, sleeping on a boat. That's where you got to go. Get yourself to a boat. Boat life. Hashtag boat life.
I have a theory about the boat. Hold on. Okay, so you know Peter's a skipper.
I do know. Well, I've seen videos. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so we were walking around the marina just like looking at people's boats.
Yeah.
And I had a lot of that like, what's the deal with this boat?
Yeah.
Real tired. Real small, but in order to dock your boat, it's like $1,100 a month, even for the smallest slip in Marina Del Rey. So I'm like, what's going on here? You know, I'm like, is some guy living on this? Is this a guy that got divorced that just just was cleaned out by the ex-wife or gave up on life or just said, I'm not going to work because I have to give you so much money. I don't live on this boat. And then I'm like, but then how can he afford this, and it's kind of junky, it's kind of dirty. So I'm like, there's not a lot of boat pride.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, but then he still has to pay for this slip. I'm like, or did he have a trust fund that paid for the slip? Peter's just like, shut up.
Yeah.
Like, I just, but I think the boat thing is because open waters.
Yeah.
You can just sail away. They can't pull up alongside you like if you were on the 101 freeway and pull you over.
Right.
There aren't video, like, you know, how you go through toll roads and things. Mm-hmm. There's always like, oh, and then we saw them leave at 12 p.m. and we saw their license plate. Now we know that he crossed state lines at this time. They don't know that on a boat.
I know.
Which also makes me very nervous that Peter is now a skipper.
Trying to kill you. Yeah.
Always.
This might be elaborate plan.
I mean, it's obviously, you know, going to happen at some point.
Yeah.
But
it does look exotic. Like, did you ever see the movie Cocktail where
with
Tom Cruise? That guy has, remember he had that mentor, Brian Brown.
Oh, that was just the old bartender?
he worked at TGI Fridays. I was like, wait a minute, it's a 58-year-old man who works at TGI Fridays. Why is everyone so...
You know what's so sad? He probably wasn't 58. He's probably like, he was like 43, but it was the old guy
exactly.
that he banged everybody and always remained a bartender. Never really got the... just made just enough to still be cute, have some fun. I thought of that when I saw a couple boats. I'm like, oh, this guy's 50, still cute. He never got married. He never had kids. He gets a girl that thinks it's kind of hot for a minute. And then she realizes it's really not that hot to be with this like 50-year-old guy that lives on a boat.
Lives on a boat.
Okay, let's move on. This was kind of an interesting story Perez Hilton is reporting on. Country singer Morgan Wallen's $500,000 pledge to black music groups after N-word scandal is reportedly MIA. The money is. So you said you know about this story.
I do. Yeah.
Why don't you tell me?
Well, he's a country singer, big time. I mean, huge country singer right now. What he had got, it was an interesting thing because he said the N-word just like out with his friends. Somebody was videotaping him from across the street where he lived. And he was walking into his house 5 o'clock in the morning after drinking with his friends. And he was yelling into the house and he said the N-word like to one of his friends.
Okay.
Not that that's right or wrong,
like, hey,
but that's
N-word,
what happened.
Open the door or whatever.
It's almost exactly that.
Yeah.
And then every record company drops him. The video
Who
goes viral.
Filmed it, though?
It was a neighbor. Someone across the street heard the people yelling back and forth.
And were annoyed that they were being loud.
You weren't annoyed they were being loud. Yeah.
Wow. Started filming
it. Yeah. So anyway, that's what happened. This guy, though, I don't know if you remember, right before all the N-word stuff, he had gotten kicked off Saturday Night Live because
he
went out partying the night before with no mask on, and Saturday Night Live saw that he wasn't abiding by the protocols of COVID or whatever, and then he was kicked off Saturday Night Live for that. So he had, you know, some controversy, whatever, and now this one Now,
so then he went on Good Morning America with Michael Strahan.
Right.
And confessed his sins to Michael Strahan.
Yeah.
And said, I feel terrible and everything. And he's like, but I did notice that since the scandal, my sales and everything went up.
Oh, he was the number one album in the country.
So right after I realized it went up in and around this time, and the profit was $500,000. So what I'm going to do to atone for my sins is I'm going to give $500,000 to black music, you know, for kids and music and,
sure.
And you know. And yeah. Then they said, well, he gave some, like $160,000, but then like he never paid again. So now they're out and they're like, are you going to pay? We're like, and I just thought, like, here's the thing. If you're going to go on national TV, like yeah. I would be like, I'm not going to do this in installments. Like, yeah. Here's the check. I'd bring out the check.
Mm-hmm.
Like, here is my sorry
and
check.
Like your record company will pay it probably.
Here is the money. I gave it. Whether yeah. you're – if now this charity is corrupt, mm-hmm. it's on you.
Right.
I gave it with good intention. I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
Because then to then be like, oh, my God, but I meant to give it. And my assistant never sent out the check. Oh, it's like a big nightmare yeah. again.
I know.
But is that going to be a new thing? Like, okay, I'm about to be canceled. Hey, before you send in my cancellation papers, who do I need to write a check to? What
to
did I say?
To get uncanceled.
To get uncanceled.
Yeah.
Who did I offend?
Right.
And who can I write a check to make it okay? Because I do feel like once, like people are like, okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's a lot. That's a lot of money. Like if Chrissy Teigen, who is not suffering, but had she gone and said, I'm going to write a check to the Trevor Project or to a preventive suicide charity.
Courtney Stodden. Give her
or
a
even give Courtney money. I'm going to give Courtney $100,000 and then I'm going to give $100,000 in her name to this charity.
Yeah.
Would that have like got her back on top quicker? I don't think she's suffering. She still has 33 million people and the E! News is still reporting that she got
she's
her
back
cheeks
to,
deflated
yeah,
or something.
She's back
she got
to
some plastic surgery. Then she cut her hair short. Then she put extensions in.
Yeah.
These
the
are the
kids
articles.
Are in kindergarten or they started school. I
yeah. John Legend is still being cute. It's
yeah.
like we've seen it. But for a couple hundred grand, is
right.
that where is that the way to save yourself?
Yes.
I think it's a really good idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a good way to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, depending on what you did, I think, you know.
Right. What if it is something like that? You say something that offended someone or whatever, and, you know, or it was really bad.
Yeah.
Write a check.
Mm-hmm.
Write a check. Move on.
Uh-huh. I agree.
There will be people on Twitter saying it's not enough. But a lot of people
speaking
will be
of
like,
that,
that's pretty good. Yeah?
I'll bring up the story that yeah. I was interested by. That I don't think you heard. There's a person, a big time star right now. She's
yeah.
about as big as it gets. Her name is, I want to say Awkwafina.
Okay.
Awkwafina?
She is the funny comedic actress. She was in Rich Asians.
Crazy Rich Asians.
And a
she
few
was
other
in,
things.
Ocean's 8, that remake of Ocean's 11
yeah.
with all women.
And she's like,
she's got a show on Netflix, Comedy Central called Nora from Queens.
Okay.
And she's in this new Marvel movie, Asian Marvel
okay. the
superhero.
Rings, the
she's
Ten
in
rings
that, yeah.
Or whatever, yeah.
Making huge money. Anyway, I guess she had come out. She seems fine. I don't know. I can't. She's an actress. She's a comedian. She's a rapper. She does some music.
Yeah.
But she's a big deal right now. And she had come out saying that she's never going to do an Asian accent in anything. I guess people had wanted her to do an Asian accent on Nora from Queens or whatever. She said, no, it cheapens my people for me to go out there and do an Asian accent. Much like the Asian accent you did for many years on Chelsea Lately.
True that.
But those are different times. Different times.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she said that's I'm not going to do that. So then a lot of people on Black Twitter, which apparently it's a Black Twitter. It's a Twitter that it's great. Black Twitter. If you don't know Black Twitter, follow Black Twitter. Talk about investigating some shit. They get some shit done over on Black Twitter.
Yeah.
So they said you won't do an Asian accent, but you'll do what they call black scent. You'll do a black scent. And basically make your career on a black scent. And they had a clip. They showed a clip
right.
from Ocean's 8
yeah.
where she's like hustling people on the street. That's where they find her to do whatever crime
right.
they're doing. And she's doing full-on black voice. And they're like, well, what about this? So now she's out there on the – I see her on the talk shows now. Speaking in complete white girl voice or
okay.
whatever voice you want to call it.
I'm offended by Valley white girl voice.
Well,
if you're doing inflections at the end, making things sound like a question, mm-hmm. like, I'm really sorry. Yeah. I'm offended by that if you're not exactly from the 818. So
I agree
get ready.
You.
No, I'm yeah. just obviously kidding. Relax. Go on. Yeah.
So this is the latest controversy. So she's out there on the talk show circuit apologizing or trying to saying, but I had no idea that was her real voice. I hadn't heard her talking anything other than black scent. So I didn't even realize how she spoke, but it's shocking to see the difference in her voice.
Because you thought that's really is the way she talked.
Kind of.
Maybe that's where she was.
I know she's like
she was
born
around.
And raised in Queens.
Right. If a person who looks Asian grew up in Texas, he's right. going to sound like every Texan.
Exactly.
Even, you know, and yeah. so I think that's why they think that's why it is kind of unique and why the directors of Ocean's 8 was like, this is so great. It's this innocent looking Asian girl who's like talking kind of, you know, black scent, yeah. whatever, in a different cadence that you wouldn't see in a voice that doesn't match her face.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like, I don't know, you know, who has the proper paperwork.
No.
To do it, like, do you?
They're
have
tough
to,
right now.
Like,
I don't.
I think you got to bring your 23andMe.
Yeah,
I think you have to prove that, in fact, you're how close of a relative to you?
Yeah.
Can you do the accent of? Mm-hmm. So, if your mom was not born here and speaks like this, and you're talking about your mom, that's okay.
Yeah.
But if it's your college roommate. Not okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If it's, you know, cousin, we're going to have to speak to a jury about it.
Sometimes I feel like, though, when you're telling a story or something, say you're telling a story.
Yeah.
And in that story, I'm hanging out with this black guy. I'm hanging out with this Asian person. And then I would like the person telling me the story to put a little accent on each character so
right.
I could follow the story better.
Right.
But if you did that, you'd immediately be canceled. You know
but
what I mean?
You get canceled, but you know, this whole canceling thing, I do feel like the pendulum's kind of swinging because what are you getting canceled from? If you're working at Good Morning America, you mm-hmm. will lose your job.
Yeah.
But if you're doing what we're doing, okay, couple mean comments,
yeah.
couple people to block that day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, true.
I mean,
oh, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
I
but
mean, there's
like,
nothing to
what
take
are you
away.
Gonna really, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, you have a regular job being paid. With like a real paycheck from a company that you don't own.
Right.
Yeah, you better just not talk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just
no,
forget
you
it.
You can't talk. And it's very hard to, you know, try and convince certain people of that. You know.
Do you imagine if somebody came after like a certain comedian
yeah.
that does his mother's accent all the time and said,
right.
No, because they enjoy it.
Yeah.
Like everyone enjoys it. It shouldn't
yeah.
be taken away from someone that's telling a story about their parent. But I said a mom is okay.
John Belushi did a character on Saturday Night Live in the early days.
Yeah.
He was Samurai Man.
Yeah.
And basically just a full on Asian accent samurai. You
yeah.
know? And people next day, that's all anyone talked about. It was the greatest schedule. He'd be in jail.
Right.
By today's standards. But
yeah.
you know, who knows? I don't.
I know Angela Johnson, who really blew up because she did the funniest story about going to get her
nails
done.
Yeah.
And we talked a lot about it on my show about it. And that was a few years ago. And the
oh, yeah,
love and the hate that she got for it. And,
yeah.
the, you know, she does lots of different voices, though. And she is Latina.
Yeah.
And she has lots of different characters and lots of different voices because she has a real talent. For getting voices and doing characters.
Yeah.
But if we're going to limit her to only the things that are personally in her DNA.
Right.
Are we kind of crushing the fact that she actually has a great talent or whatever, or myself
yeah.
too? I'm like, I'm not up for the fight.
No.
I'm like, I'll write something else. What I did 10 years ago, I'm good.
I
don't have to do it anymore. Also, the things I talked about 10 years ago when I used an accent are not relevant to my life today
sure.
because, you know, who I talked about is much older and I'm not involved with that person anymore.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't have to. My story changed.
Uh-huh.
But when I told the story, it was authentic. It was true. It was true to my life. Hence why it was funny.
Right.
But in this day and age, I'm like,
you don't want to fight.
You tell me. Tell me the word.
Yeah. No, that's what I'm saying.
Tell me the word. Won't say it anymore. Oh, I did say it. Here is a check.
I will bring it.
$25,000. And now just leave me alone.
I'll bring it back to this weekend.
Yeah.
I was flying. I don't know. You've flown.
I have been on a plane.
It's
yeah.
been, I don't know if you've been to the airport.
Yeah.
Or flying right now. It's an absolute nightmare. I don't know what it is. I don't know if people just haven't done it in a while. Everything about it is just feels tense. That's yes. why I think flight attendants are getting punched and people there
so
duct taping people to seats yeah. and whatever. Because I feel like it's just wild out there. Even in the airport.
Yeah.
So we're all filing onto the plane yesterday, leaving New York to come back to LA. And I see one guy without a mask on. I didn't even notice it, but I happened to spot it. I'm like, that's interesting. Everyone else wearing masks. I don't know the situation.
This is on the plane.
No, we're getting on.
Getting on. Okay.
I don't want any problems. Of course, one guy. Excuse me, sir. Got to put a mask on?
A customer or someone who works for the
customer,
airline?
Okay. Customer. Customer. Customer getting on the plane.
Yeah.
You got to put a mask on? The guy's like, he holds up a mask and he goes, yeah, it's right here. The guy goes, you going to put it on? Oof. And he goes, it's right here. Don't worry about me. Whatever.
And they're two New Yorkers?
No. Okay. No, they're not. They're okay. not two New Yorkers. The one guy's got his pants rolled up, you know, like okay. the people wear. It's okay. not. They're not two New Yorkers.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm just like, I don't know. I don't want any problems. Like,
yeah.
Why would you say something? You're almost on the flight. Who knows what? They're going
to
ask him.
Be sitting next to him.
They're going to be. They're going to ask him to put it on anyway, right now.
Yeah,
as soon as he gets to that
job
ticket
to
agent,
do it. Yeah.
That's going to happen.
Yeah.
This guy, and that's a whole thing.
What happened?
The girlfriend's telling him to stop talking. He goes, "Oh, I'm just curious if he's playing by other rules than the rest of us are playing by." And this all now everybody's like, "Oh, Jesus!" I don't know if more people
now
decided.
They're like. What's the next flight I can get on? Because this one's clearly going to be canceled.
I know.
Yeah.
We're starting to get to that. We're like, we just want to get to Los Angeles. Shut up. I think more people are angry at the loudmouth guy.
Yeah, totally.
Than the no mask
because
guy.
Because a fight could start out and then that could delay the whole
right.
flight.
Right. So, but anyway, I don't want any problems, especially on a flight. Like, let's just get this plane to where we got to go.
Yeah.
And but if you saw somebody with no mask on, would you say something?
Absolutely not.
On the plane. Getting on the plane. No.
Absolutely not.
And now, am I wrong in saying, like, are we pussies?
I've said the same thing. I feel like, you know, you used to be able to complain to a flight attendant. And then 9/11 happened. And
yeah.
you're like, I'm keeping my mouth shut because I want to get to Miami. Or
right.
whatever. I feel that way about people that work in LA restaurants.
Okay.
They have so few people working there.
Yeah.
We're so lucky to finally be at a restaurant mm-hmm. that you could – like literally spit my food, never come around, yeah. could be the worst. And I'm just like, thank you. Mm-hmm. Like I won't complain. I won't say, you know, literally I was on a table. It was like bouncing like a seesaw.
Yeah.
And I'm like, don't say anything. We're so lucky to have someone waiting on us. Like
I know.
Every place yeah. has help wanted, help wanted, help wanted.
Right.
They're like, if I make this guy's life difficult, he's going to quit. And now the owner of this restaurant is going to be out another person.
Yeah.
So, like, just keep your mouth shut.
I'm with you.
So I'm all about.
But
like,
how much longer do we have to take what we're given?
Because,
I this week in New York, I dealt with so
Tell
much
me,
shit.
What?
I went into my hotel room and there was no sheets on the bed, nothing. It was a mat, like a mattress, no nothing. No comforter, no sheets on the 2 o'clock in the morning, I finally get to the hotel room. Nothing on the bed. So I call down. I'm like, I'm sorry, there's nothing on my bed. No sheets or anything. The guy goes, oh, yeah, sorry about that. Come down. Come down to the front desk. We'll give them to you. I was like, well, why don't you come up? Like, this is kind of a nice hotel. Like, why do I have to come down?
Because I don't have anyone to work there.
40th floor I'm on. Like, that's a long way to go. I'm like, oh, fuck.
So then you're carrying all the pillows.
So I go down. Now I'm working at the place. I go down. I get 9 comforters and go back up.
Wait, did you regret not driving a van to New York?
Oh,
except in your own van
life. It could have been a van. Could have been shitting in a hole. And so then I go finally, whatever. Everything I do, I'm like, I know they're going through a tough time. There's nobody yeah. here to do this.
Yeah, anymore. Yeah.
Finally, Dunkin' Donuts in the airport before the other yes. mask issue. Woman comes up. She's like, excuse me. I ordered a blueberry muffin. This is chocolate chip. There's one girl back there who's obviously from another country. And she's not, she didn't even put it, she's not, what? What's happening? The woman's like, this is chocolate chip, I want a blueberry. The woman's fighting back with her. She doesn't even know why she's fighting. She's like, well, we don't have blueberry anymore, chocolate chip. I'm like, just give the fucking woman the muffin. Don't take the other muffin back. Give another muffin. Whatever Dunkin' Donuts is doing, fine.
Then I would be like to the other woman, like, this is all you're getting. I don't know if you know where we live. I don't know if you think this America 2010, you're wrong. This is America 2021. You take what you get and you shut up.
Yeah. People ask me how I've done so nice in life. And, you know, I'm like, because I don't cause problems. I shut the fuck up. Yeah. And I don't cause any problems. And that's why I've gotten as far as I've gotten.
Okay. I'm glad you brought it up. I'm going to tell you a story about the 3 911 calls I did.
Whoa. In your life?
Maybe.
Recently?
I'm going to tell the one story.
Okay.
Okay.
I think I know most of them.
It's a good one.
Oh.
Okay. You know, see something, say something.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
Okay.
I remember this.
No, this is a new one.
Really?
Just happened.
Really? Oh,
yeah.
That's exciting.
God.
Hold on. Peter just coughed the Delta variant right on my face.
I have a fan back
into me. Okay. Mm-hmm. I was driving down Ventura Boulevard
right.
to take my son to school.
Yeah.
And right at Ventura and Reseda, I looked to my left, and there was a child, could not have been older than 10, laying on the sidewalk with a woman, she could have been 15 or she could have been 25. I wasn't sure if she was like a student, a sister, or a mom.
Mm-hmm.
She was 300 pounds. She was on his body, pulling his fingers back as he was crying. Right on the sidewalk of Ventura Boulevard. Like, oh my God, look at this. And I roll down my window and I'm like, hey, get off of him. And she's like, fuck you, motherfucker, fuck you. And I go, what? And I go, I'm calling, I'm going to call 911. And she's like, fuck it. And so then I pick up my phone and I'm like, and I show that I'm calling 911.
Uh-huh.
And then the little kid's like, fuck you, motherfucker. But his hands are still, like, he's like screaming at me.
So is it like brother and sister?
But I'm like, yeah. You know what? This is the kind of shit that people don't do anything about.
Right.
And then you have the documentary about poor Gabriel,
mm-hmm.
the worst, most horrific child abuse story ever in Los Angeles County. So I'm like, I'm doing it. So I call, I describe him. I say, this is a minor child. He's being crushed. His fingers are being pulled back, or she. I didn't know if it was a boy or girl.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you know, and my son is like, God, and people were just walking by them.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, because those are Christopher and Joe's. But this is a child. This is a child.
Walking.
I understand if you don't want to get involved with like a homeless situation of an adult person, but it is a child. And so then I go, oh, my God, I'm just like shaking but empowered.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I drive by and now the cops are there and they're talking to the boy and they're talking to the girl. And I drive by and I'm like, hi, like to the woman. And then she didn't see me. But I was like, thank God. And then my sister's like, well, are you going to, you know, be part of the investigation? Like, you know, pull over and say what you saw. I go, so that she can get my license and tell her, you know, gang people to come kill me. I'm like, no, I call 911. I said what it was. The cops can see it. If this is a bully student situation, that's one thing. If this is like someone this kid lives with, it's another.
Yeah.
But yeah. So I, you know what? I'm like, call me Heather Karen McDonald. Okay.
Yeah.
I am not going to like see something and not do something. If the cops never come.
So did you watch the cops show up?
The cops showed up. I drove by and they were being interviewed and I wanted her to look at me so I could be like, yeah.
Wow.
You horrible person.
Yeah.
But she was like talking to the cop and then the cop was talking to the kid.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's a good one.
Thank you.
Yeah.
The other one was someone begging right off the off ramp with a child, 6 years old,
mm-hmm.
at 1 p.m.
So you're saving
during
children.
During school hours.
Yeah.
So that I called.
Right.
Yeah. And the other one was someone just completely laid out on the concrete.
Okay. So don't.
Just laid out.
You
and
don't
then,
like when people are laying on sidewalks.
That's no, what, no, like it dead.
Oh, I mean, dead.
Could
oh.
have been. I might have been dead.
Yeah.
And so when I just explained it, I said, look, just letting you know, it's not, I don't know if it's an emergency because it could be dead. He could still be alive.
Right.
But when it's 9 a.m. and someone's laying in the middle of a sidewalk a block from a school, you might want to check it out.
Uh-huh.
And then they're like, well, are you, you know, did you go to see if he was alive?
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, I just didn't. I think it's weird behavior to just be laying on a sidewalk.
Right.
At 9 a.m. I didn't know that, you know, we can just. But it's like we've all become so immune to it that we're just like,
yeah,
he was just, yeah, but God, why do you have to be such a Karen?
Yeah.
Why can't that person just lay? So there you go, people, you know.
But it sounds like you do, you're out there fighting a good fight.
If I see something, I'm going to call. If my call doesn't seem like an emergency to the police officers, mm-hmm. if they have something more important to do, fine. But at least I know I called about a potential dead person, about a potential child being in danger.
Yeah. That's
what
good.
They do with it. What I'm they glad. Do with it. I'm okay, glad. Seth Rogen did the Emmys. We didn't. No one watched the Emmys. Nobody cared. But it looked. You know, I maybe people did. I didn't care.
Actually was up 20% from last year. I had read that this
good
morning.
Good for you. Good for them.
So it's up a little bit.
The reason I didn't watch it is because I had plans.
I did. Yeah.
I went didn't watch to it like a really nice one.
But I read about it. You know, the next yeah. day.
And then Seth Rogen just brought up the fact that they were supposed to be outside and it wasn't, and. You know,
yeah.
isn't a lot of people here and all that kind of stuff. You know, COVID talk is COVID talk. I mean, you know, then people were like, why aren't they wearing masks? And well, they all just proved that they were vaccinated, I guess, and they all had to be tested.
Right. The funny thing was, I like Seth Rogen, and I hope yeah. everybody was saying this was great that he did this. You know, can't come out.
And now
say,
he's like beardless and thin yeah. and like not his.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He came out and said basically, why are we all on top of each other? This is not. But if he really wanted to be like COVID guy, he would have just said when he walked in, this was, looks a little closed in and too many people. I'm going home.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That would have been the right. But that's just what I always say about Hollywood.
But like, what was it? Was he kind of mocking the ridiculousness
yes,
of
he
it?
Was.
Or was
he
mocking, like, we're all going to be fine? I don't know what.
No, he was mocking. He was saying how ridiculous Hollywood is, you know, out there telling everyone to get tested. And then you're doing this.
I remember when Seth Rogen was in 40 Year Old Virgin, I thought he was 40. And when I found out he was 25, I was like, what? Now he's like caught up with himself, thank mm-hmm. God.
Yeah.
Anyway, just one of those people that you like thought was older. I don't know. I thought that this was interesting. So then Amelia Gray went to a party in a see-through dress. It's all about just wearing just a G-string and then just total nakedness.
Yeah.
Okay? And then also she did this really weird thing with her eyebrows.
Yeah, what is that?
It just looked like she put like
she just cleaned the chimney or something.
Yeah, she looked like she just put ashes. Like she went to Ash Wednesday and it came down to her brows.
That's what it looks like.
So it's. You know, and
like
I just,
this looks like no kidding. I'm not kidding. Like a caveman. Like you.
Yeah, it's horrible. It's a horrible look. But you know, she broke up with Scott Disick, and she needs
they
more
break
attention.
Up?
They broke up,
oh,
and
I'm
so she needs
that.
More attention. Then she had apologized to her dad for wearing the naked dress.
Can I?
Yes?
Even worse than that is the girl next to her in those giant sneakers, which I absolutely despise.
Oh, that
I know
is
that's
bad.
The hot look everyone's wearing now. The big sneak, the big giant nursing shoes that everyone
yeah.
wears. But I just,
oh, this was London Fashion Week. This wasn't the Emmys. Anyway.
Anyway.
Going back to the Emmys.
Kaley Cuoco, divorced again. I always say that she always adds the third name on.
Yeah.
And I always feel bad for the poor guy who has to work the graphics on whatever show she's on. He's got to go, now I'm going to go back and take that third name off. How many more times are we going to do
it? And then she was seen with Pete Davidson.
I heard, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all over
now,
the magazines.
What went crazy, and once you see it, you can't unsee it, is people felt that her kneecap looked like a little alien face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it really kind of does.
I know. I've pointed that out on my Twitter and other people's on red carpets. Something I've pointed out before.
That knees look like faces. Kind of fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm always obsessed with how much the skin between your shoulder and your boob looks like a vagina.
A baby vagina. Mm-hmm.
And there were a lot of baby vaginas on the carpet because it squeezes that little bit of fat.
Yeah.
So it looks like a nice, soft, fat little pussy in the middle of your and once you see it you can't unsee it.
Yeah, I can't unsee her knee right now that you
no
just
it is an alien face.
Yeah.
Jordan, who is Jordan Woods, who was Kylie's best friend, who made out with Khloe Kardashian's baby daddy Tristan.
I remember the
she's
whole thing.
Out and about.
Yeah.
I saw her at Craig's the other night. She's really making the moves.
Uh-huh.
And really want to be seen because that's where you go when you want to be seen is Craig's. That's why I go there.
Uh-huh.
And she wore a real naked dress. This is like just chain links, full naked boobs. and just like a
But something's covering her nipples or something, right? She got like a little piece of tape on there?
Oh, maybe a tiny bit of tape.
Yeah.
And so it's just – now it's just be naked.
Yeah.
How soon, prediction, do you think it'll be actually going out and featuring like your actual naked vagina and how good it looks naked?
Soon enough. I mean, didn't the girl show up completely naked to of years ago? It was dating Marilyn Manson. Remember her? Now she's
But that was just like Megan Fox's thing.
Yeah,
just nips, but she still had underwear on.
Okay,
I'm talking see through thing, full vag
out.
Yes.
Okay. Well, let's do it.
I say.
You mean the next. What's the next award show? Mm. I mean, who knows? The Oscars. Maybe it'll be somebody. You know, Kate Blanchett.
No, I'm gonna give it 2023.
Yeah,
before like vag is something that we see.
Do you think this is in response to like everyone being so covered up due to COVID? Now they're like, well, now let's just fucking let it all out. You know, I can't show my face, but I'm gonna show my pussy.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, yeah. Because I saw that too about like dating. You know, it's hard because it's like. It's called mask fished, like instead of catfished.
Yeah.
You see somebody out in real life and you think they're cute, but they're wearing a mask.
It's shocking how much the lower part of your face can change your entire look. I didn't realize.
Yeah.
I see some people pull that mask off and I'm like, that's not who I thought it was going to be under
right.
there. Yeah.
I know. Well, so then now that's a problem. So it's going to be like, let me see your face, mm-hmm. you know? Like just like you do when you go on the TSA, you're like, okay, this is me, you know, move on. Just naked, like this girl. Anyway, speaking of her ex-best friend, Kylie went to the zoo. I know you're a big zoo person.
I like
with Stormy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
along.
Apparently Stormy liked a lizard too.
Oh.
And so they just got a huge like dragon into their backyard. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, just went and bought.
But if you want a lizard, like, I mean, if she wants something, like, I do feel like as cute as she is, it is a little bit like Charlie the Chocolate Factory. Like, does she go to the zoo and be like, I want a hippo now, daddy? Because she said she wanted to go on a school bus. So then he bought a school bus.
I did see that.
So I'm like, where does it stop of just like, I want a dolphin in the pool, daddy?
Yeah.
All right. Let's just have some dolphins swim in the pool. If we have a big enough pool, why can't the dolphins and we'll just have someone there all the time just to collect the dolphin poo.
What did they do with the school bus? Was it just rented or did they keep a school bus?
I don't know what happened with school bus. But, you know, do you think people will – well, it's illegal, I guess, to have a dolphin in your backyard swimming.
So. Yeah.
But I think that's going to be the next thing, like maybe like a Saudi Arabian prince where there's not like a – where it's a pool – that they keep on their property with the dolphins. And anytime you want to swim with the dolphins, you can.
Oh, I'm sure somebody's got it already. I think
they do too.
There's always, every now and again, you'll hear a story about they go into somebody's apartment and they have a tiger in there. Like in New York City, they have a full-grown tiger in their apartment. So apparently what I've read, it's not that difficult to get like an exotic animal online.
No.
It's a couple of searches and a couple of $1,000 and you could have a tiger in your backyard.
A little baby tiger.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the Tiger King.
Yeah.
I just came across this story. I thought it was so weird. Brazil soccer star Hulk expecting baby with his ex-wife's niece. So basically, he was married to a woman, had three kids with her.
Yeah.
And then the wife's niece, meaning the wife's sister's daughter,
mm-hmm.
he then started to date.
Yeah.
And now she's pregnant.
Yeah. I know. It keeps saying his niece, but I guess that wouldn't be his niece.
No, it would be. I mean, technically it is his niece because they were married.
Right.
So like Peter's, like his sister's kids, I do say my niece and nephew.
Right.
Technically it's on his side.
Yeah.
But it is the exact same thing. Just so weird. Like, just like.
Just find somebody else.
I mean, and how weird like then for the mom of this girl to be like, Hey, sis, what's up? This is so weird. So, I'm going to be a grandma.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. Casey, whatever her name is. I forgot her name. Casey has been having sex with your ex-husband. And now I'm going to be a grandma. thanks to your ex-husband. Like, it's just so weird.
I don't get
And of
it.
Course, he said, oh, we started dating after the divorce. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Okay, Brittany left Instagram.
Yeah, so, yeah.
And then she came back.
She's back, of course, yeah.
And Britney's gram analyzes Britney Spears' Instagram, which really needs to be done.
Yeah.
And
I try to do it myself.
The photo that she posted is from February 8th. But she says, so guys, I'm back on the gram to show you some fun pictures that happened celebrating my engagement in Palm Springs this weekend.
Right.
Then she goes, then she was dancing. And she goes, I want to repost this guy. This is part three of Bad Guy. This was shot in July. This is part three. Not the same dance, different moves.
Yeah.
There's never different moves.
No, it's never.
It's
spinning around.
It's just
around,
spinning and this.
And then a little like belly dance situation. Yeah.
It's the same thing all the time. And okay, so then Page Six went deep on it and they said, okay, so Daily Mail used photos of Spears and Azagari, who's Sam, her fiance, on Friday night going for a drive together in her Mercedes-Benz in the City of Angels. But they also released a separate set of photos taken of Sam on Saturday leaving this MMM gym in Westlake Village, which is just outside of LA, 2.5 hours plus from where Spears claimed in her other caption that they had spent their weekend.
Right.
So now this is concerning again.
This is what I've been saying. I know everybody said I was the worst person in the world, but I'm going to let everybody have the father's gone. Now let's see what happens. You know, I don't know. I think she might need some sort of conservatorship of some sort. That's all I'm saying.
Well, it will be. It will be with the husband, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. But I don't know why. And the dancing and like why she keeps putting these things out there and then not being like, I'm out.
You're out.
I'm officially like.
I'm out as well.
I'm just like, good for you.
Yeah.
You want to post old shit and say it was from this weekend in Palm Springs when it wasn't.
Right.
You want to still have someone help you. You want to spin around. You want to keep showing those two tattoos that are like an inch from your pube.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know.
Okay.
It's the only thing I get blowback. Like, I'm a beloved person. But anytime I mention Britney Spears, people hate me. And I'm like, I'm not even that invested in it. And I'm out on it as well.
But you know, you have a right to lie on Instagram. Yeah. You don't have to be truthful. You're not under oath. You don't have to say I was in Palm Springs if you weren't.
Yeah.
Or vice versa. So, all right. So she lied about it. Who cares? Maybe in her head she was in Palm Springs.
Well, my nanny and I.
Maybe she was told she was in Palm Springs.
We share a very – my nanny sometimes on the weekends works for a very famous person.
Okay.
And this person is always posting on Instagram.
Yeah.
And I always ask my nanny on Monday, I'm like, oh, I didn't realize she was in blah, blah. She goes, no, she's not. She's at home. That's from a year ago. I was like, oh, really? Because I feel like she's always on the road. She goes, no, those are old pictures. Yeah. So I guess a lot of people
do. Yeah. So, I mean, that's it. Yeah. So, like, just don't get crazy about it. Just know that people just post whatever.
Yeah.
Like, this was funny. I don't know if you saw it, but this girl was very upset about her kids in Texas at a middle school reading some book about anal sex, and TMZ got it, like her screaming at the
school board.
School board, and it was just pretty entertaining. Okay, moving on. This photo, also from TMZ. There's nothing funny about the Taliban.
No.
Except for this picture. They got in like those little like pedal boats.
Yeah.
And they all have their guns and they're just going for.
But the thing is, they don't all have their guns, which I think is the one guy has his gun, and I think the other guy's probably like, come on, Jimmy, we're going on the swan boat. We're not, you don't need the F-14 or whatever gun. He goes, I feel safer if I had the gun. Like, no, we're just going to go a little round on the boat.
But I mean, just that they're like, one's in like a flamingo, like.
I almost think that picture's doctored, right?
I don't know. That's what I was trying to find. So if it is, yell at me later.
Mm-hmm.
Ben Affleck says that he's absolutely in awe of his girlfriend, Jennifer, that she's just done so much for Latina women, because whenever he's out with her, Latina women come in crying, saying, you've done so much for me. Then she did an article saying, I can't believe the latest movie that Ben just did. I just saw it. You're going to die.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying their relationship isn't real, because I do, but mm-hmm. they are down for the dual PR that this is helping both of them. Not Absolutely. That I thought she ever needed it anymore, but it's a mutually beneficial thing.
I will say this. Yes. She jumped off the A-Rod ship just in time. I've been watching him host. He does ESPN's baseball on Sunday nights. He has blown up. Whatever is salt, too much salt in his diet, whatever is his face.
He looks kind of fat and kind of feminine.
Exactly. He's got a very strange look about his face right now. I don't know if it's some people, like I always say, hit the wall a little harder.
She better write Madison LaCroix a beautiful card.
Yeah.
And say thank you.
She got out just in time.
For engaging with A-Rod on DMs, because if it wasn't for you. Mm-hmm. The world wanted to see us together. I would have gotten married, and now I can like marry the person that I've, you know, was always hot for.
He is, I don't know if you remember, I think it was last year, red carpet of the Oscars, and A-Rod suffers from it as well. And I recently bought some, and I can understand how you'd make the mistake. I normally use the Jergens that I think you have used as well.
Yeah, self-tanner.
It goes on white, and it's just a moisturizing lotion.
And in three hours, you
wake up from a nap, you look like George Hamilton. It's amazing. But I recently got some other stuff. Clinique bronzer.
Okay. As in you and your wife?
No, me. I got it myself.
Okay, all right.
I bought it myself. And I remember that year that every guy had way too much bronzer on. Matthew McConaughey, Jared Leto, they all went way too heavy on the bronzer one year at the Oscars. It was a bad look. And I
– Yeah.
There's noises coming out of Peter throughout this.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Sorry that we're not entertaining enough for you, that you're freaking yawning.
It's been like an hour.
I know.
And I mean, it's like R2-D2's over there.
Okay, wait. So what happened with your bronzer? Go.
So I don't, you know, it doesn't tell you how much to put on, but I mean, a tiny bit. And I put it on my face, and it immediately.
Yes,
you
it's
go.
An immediate glow.
Yeah.
Too tan or your?
Oh my God, ridiculous! That I had to scrub it off my face, and now my face is all red. And I had to go out that night. Oh, it was the worst. So be careful.
I just stick with the Jergens self tanner.
The Jergens self tanner.
I wish
never
they were a sponsor. They're not. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, then they went out and they saw a movie in an open field somewhere. Really? Oh. Really? You can't – you're both rich. You can't get a screen in the back of yard.
Yeah.
No, but you were like, let's do something with their kids. So they go out with their kids for family-friendly fun. And then people were like kind of laughing from this photo from Us Weekly because he looks miserable. But I think they just caught him at the wrong time. And then they're like, look how far she is from him. But look how happy she was with Alice Rodriguez. I'm like, oh, my God.
Well,
then
she's
they wrote
just, yeah.
arm in arm. Lopez mm-hmm. held on to Affleck as they made their way through the parking lot. And he was just a little – his hands are in his pockets, but she's got her arm. So it's like, let's, you know, do – no.
Yeah.
They're down for each other. But, like, you know, you're going to get some photographs where you don't look super into each other. I talked about this girl last time you were there. Christina Hack.
Yeah.
So she and her husband did Flipping Out.
I know the girl, yeah.
He freaked out one day and ran into the woods with a gun or something, and they just said, oh, he didn't mean to. They mm-hmm. were fine. They get divorced. She marries Aunt Anstead, who – what did Aunt Anstead –
he works on cars.
He's a car person.
Yeah.
They have a little baby. She had two kids with the first guy, Tarek. Then she has a little baby with him.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, he then falls in love with Heather on Selling Sunset.
Selling Sunset, yeah.
And her Instagram is just, I mean, about just gushing about their love, about help me decide which hairdo to do for the wedding. I mean, it's just all wedding, bachelorette, my eight, right. this party. Then she breaks up with her guy. And then they're still working together, uh-huh. Christina and Tarek. And they have some fight on set that gets out where he didn't treat her very well, and people were upset by that. Meanwhile, she meets this other guy, and they're engaged.
Who's this guy now?
I don't know what he does, but he's hot. I mean, she's very pretty, but I almost feel like he might be a little younger than her. I'm not sure. They make a hot couple. And I don't know what he does for his living. He's like half his body's tattooed up. It's kind of hot. And, they've only been dating a few months. And people are just like, my God.
She's
like,
got three kids, right?
Now she has three. Two with Tarek. And one with the aunt guy who is now dating Renee Zellweger.
This goes to, doesn't anyone just stay home? Doesn't anyone, after, it's like three kids, like just, do you have to always have a dick? Like just take some time off from dick for a little while.
I know, but I mean, I don't think she wants to because she has to see her husband be so in love, her ex-husband, the other ex-husband, who she definitely initiated it with the second husband, aunt.
Right.
But now he's madly in love with like a much bigger star than she, like Renee Zellweger.
Okay.
So I think she's in love with this guy. But yeah, I think she was like, damn, I want, you know, and everyone's like, three is a charm. It's okay.
Yeah.
Be happy. A girl like this, I bet if we did a history on her, I bet she had her first boyfriend at 12.
Oh, yeah?
Okay. Girls like this that have a history like this as an adult woman, they learned how to get people to fall in love with them like that. They know how to do it. They know how to be in relationships, fall, get guys. And it's not just being pretty and having a good body.
Complimentary.
It's some way that you behave that makes people fall in love. And they also want to.
Do you think you have it?
Absolutely not.
Why not? I mean, you've had just
the
Peter.
The only reason I'm with Peter is because nobody else wanted me.
Nobody else wanted you.
No, I even, our marriage counselor was like, don't, at the church, was like, you have so much going for you. Do not marry him. And I was like, I think you think I have more going on. Right. Not one Crespi dance, not one person asked me to a dance, okay, throughout high school.
Mm-hmm.
In college, I got invited to like some parties and stuff from frat parties, but no boyfriend, was never pinned.
Do you think people were just intimidated by you because you're...
Well, I mean, as I got older, it was because I wasn't putting out, but I didn't know that was the reason.
Right, right.
I don't think I'm that wifey, girlfriend-y type.
Yeah. You do? Yeah, I think
I just don't. And then, like, I don't know. Then he... I don't know why you liked me. I think maybe you saw the potential.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
And
it worked out.
Yeah. And then tricked me.
Yeah.
And then we got married, and I liked it a lot in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And now I like it still. I still like him.
That's good.
I still like him. I mean, now it's kind of fun. I told Drake, I said, we're getting along better now that you're gone.
How is it? How is it
without... We're getting along better now that he's gone.
Yeah, but now it's been a couple of months.
So I was the issue to the problem?
Might have been.
I go, you might have been a little bit. I go, I don't know. I just think it's like relationships are to be between two people, not a threesome, not a sister-wife situation.
Right.
So as your kids become adults, teenagers, whatnot.
Becomes almost
It's like now three or four people are in a relationship.
Yeah, it's a good point.
And in much as you're not supposed to involve your kids, they're there. And they have an opinion of like, Mom, you're screaming. Dad, why are you being so annoying? And then I'm like, tell her what you said. You know, but then I'm like, I wasn't talking so loud. I thought you were on my side, you know. And Brandon just doesn't care enough to get involved.
Yeah.
But Drake kind of got involved. And I was like, oh my God, what am I going to do without you? Who am I going to, you know, bitch about Peter with?
Yeah.
But now there isn't anybody. And so I kind of think we get along better.
Wow, wait until when Brandon leaves, you guys are going to be, look like fucking J-Lo and Ben Affleck going to outdoor events. It's going to be so nice.
Some people then have nothing to talk about when their kids go away and then they break up.
Mm-hmm.
But so far, I think it's kind of like, well, it's like, it's only us now.
Yeah.
We better get along.
That's exciting.
Whatever.
I mean,
it's fun. And listen, no, but I was not that girl that was hooking guys right and left. All I wanted was a boyfriend. Every time I'd go through the tunnel to go to the beach during the summer, as we got closer to the school year, I would say, hold my breath. And I'd be like, please, let somebody invite me to the Crespi dance. Let me have a boyfriend.
And never.
It never happened.
Wow.
Never, ever happened.
Mm-hmm. Well.
Now I hold my breath and I just go, please just let us just get through another day.
Yeah. It's the way I feel, you know, just let's get to dinner.
Let's get to dinner. Yeah. Let me get over. Speaking of love, Courtney and you know, Travis Barker. People are kind of sick of the posting.
Oh, and, it and is the
worst. It's the
worst.
Toddler jump every time. It's his hands under her ass.
I know.
It's just, and then they go to Haunted Horror Nights, which they do. They're like now this goth teenage couple that are probably going to go to every Halloween thing there is because they look like they're already in a Halloween costume. And I just wonder if this is like, I mean, Mason's pretty old now. Is he like annoyed at all with this?
Gotta be. This is.
But they were like adult. Like friends, like their kids went to school.
Yeah.
And so, like, it is kind of beautiful that they knew each other for a while and then it became romantic. But then when Megan Fox said, and now to our future baby daddies, everyone like, is she pregnant with Travis Barker's kid at 42?
Yeah,
I don't
say,
think so.
Eventually it's over. Right.
I think she loves being a teenager. I think she loves having this freedom as her kids get older.
Yeah.
I think she's smart enough to know that she's done the baby thing and that the baby thing cramps your love life.
Mm-hmm.
And he has kids that are older. So my prediction, everyone, is they will not procreate together. I think they may be together for a very long time. I don't think they'll procreate. And I don't think Megan Fox will either.
No, I agree with both of
those. I think she's just doing that to keep with that sexy young vibe.
So Brian Austin Green last night on Dancing with the Stars.
Let's talk about Dancing with the Stars for a minute. By the way, Kanye bought a house for like $57 million.
You know where that house is?
Right,
three houses down from our place. Right there.
I know. House
right there.
I think I saw it when I was walking by. And
people aren't impressed with the house. They're like, I don't know. I don't know
how it costs $57 million.
I know.
Just the location, I guess. Sex and City trailer is out.
Yeah.
We're excited for that.
He's back.
And they're definitely together, Carrie and Big, but we don't know what happens next. My prediction seems to be coming true.
Everybody's
from everything.
Saying it. Yeah.
And we have podcasts from way back when that Big has to die.
I remember you saying it back on Chelsea Lately days.
And Big has to die so that she can have a dating life again.
Yeah.
So they somehow there's shots that look like they attend some type of funeral.
Yeah.
So we don't know what. I'm so excited for it. Do you have anything you want to discuss on this? Do you know any of the latest?
I actually know a little bit about it.
Okay, so this is Kate Quigley.
Do you know this is the girl? We talked about that thing that I shot in an old folks' home and last week.
The prank show. No, it wasn't a prank show. It was doing stand-up in odd places.
Whatever.
Yeah.
You said you couldn't do it. This is the girl I got to replace you, Kate Quigley. She's the one.
Wow.
Yeah.
And what happened with that pilot?
Nothing. They threw in the garbage.
So this is sad. Yeah. Kate Quigley is a comedian in the LA scene. And this happened over Labor Day weekend. And we didn't really touch on it on the regular show. But she was with three other people, two that were stand-up comedians, and another girl who was only 33, I think.
Yeah, she was like a writer.
They all were found not responding after doing cocaine that they were not aware was laced with fentanyl.
Mm-hmm.
And she's the only one, Kate, who lived and went to the hospital. So do you know how she's doing now?
I mean, from what I've heard, she's doing fun. She's doing jokes and stuff back on Twitter, and which I find a little odd that she's, I don't know. Even this message that you're talking about, the Darius Rucker.
So Darius Rucker was her boyfriend.
They went out for a week. And
but I heard, and this may not be correct, that where the party was, where they got this bad cocaine, was held at the place she lived at, in which he is the owner of that place.
So that
tells me that even if they're not together, it was a significant enough of a relationship that he put her up in a place to live.
Well, there's rumors. Another comedian posted something who was actually very friendly with the two guys who died, the two comedians. You know, they were like open mic guys, maybe a bit better than open micers, but they weren't big time guys.
Right, they weren't getting paid really.
Yeah, and this guy is good friends with them. And when she posted this about Darius Rucker.
What she posted was Darius Rucker was asked about Kate, and he said something very nice. Like, I heard she's doing better. It's really, you know, it's really sad what happened, praying for her. Something like that. And then she went on Twitter and reposted the article and was like, keep my name out of your mouth. You haven't even called me. And I'm like, well, now you're perpetuating.
Of course, she wants to be famous and she'll use it. I don't know. It was an odd.
Right.
Whatever.
So continue.
So then another comedian wrote, basically mimicking that thing she wrote to Darius Rucker, basically wrote, hey, because she wrote something like, hey, sweet cheeks or something to Darius Rucker.
Yeah. Oh, boo boo.
Boo boo. That's for sure. And he wrote, hey, boo boo to Kate Quigley, basically saying, why don't you talk about the fact that you're squatting in his apartment?
Yeah.
So I didn't, you know, he seems to know, he's more on that scene. So I don't even know if she's supposed to be there to say she's squatting. Whether it's true or not, I don't know.
Well, now who's going to, of course, imagine if she gets on Twitter and says, my ex-boyfriend kicked me out of his place after I almost died.
Yeah.
And then I wonder if there's going to be any kind of.
Well, that's the next thing I was going to say. I mean, now they're saying that she won't cooperate in the investigation of
where they got the cocaine.
And I guess that the drug dealer, whatever drug dealer they would use, and her have lawyered up big time. So whatever that means.
Well, yeah. And then
that's what this guy wrote.
Okay. Then I also wonder, Peter always knows about this kind of stuff. If Darius Rucker owns the home that the party happened where three people died of a drug overdose, is there any way that his homeowner's insurance or something could be somewhat responsible in a wrongful death suit?
Perhaps. Yeah.
Right.
Well, if you're a family member of one of the people who died,
that's
you're angry
saying.
And you're going to find any way you can to.
Of course. I don't
somebody.
Blame them. And if there's, you know, a homeowner's insurance type of thing, which doesn't like really take money out of Darius's pocket, but like there's something to pay for, the loss of a loved one, then, you know, OK.
I just find it hard to believe. And I know Kate and I don't have any beef with her. But I just feel like if there was a lawyer involved in any way, they'd be like, hey, can you not post a bikini pic 3 days after? I mean, it was the one.
Maybe her same lawyer is the same lawyer that's representing Erica Jane.
It could be. But
is this Kate? Erica Jane here. What I like to do during a scandal is go on Instagram, spread my legs in Rihanna's lingerie and say, all these buffoons can lick my pussy. I suggest you do that next. I give zero fucks. It's expensive to be me.
You're not. But in that case, nobody died. This is three people who are dead. Literally on the one guy's day of his funeral, which was a week ago or something, she posted a picture in a bikini like, I wish I was at the Rams game. And she's just out of the hospital 2 days herself. Like, the whole thing is just bizarre
to me. I
wish
I was at a Rams game. I have four tickets. Only need one now.
Even responding to him via social media, the only reason you respond to him because it's Darius Rucker. If it was some other guy wrote it, she would be like, I don't give a fuck. That's not going to get me any clicks.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. The whole thing is just very strange.
Nothing was stranger.
These are three people dead.
But nothing was stranger than the photo I sent that a friend of ours who's a comedian posted on his page right after. And it looked like a Photoshop of him with Kate being like praying for my friend Kate. Like anything to get a little bit of like
people,
press.
They're just all insane. Like they just want to be this case.
Yes.
I don't know. For whatever reason irked me so much. And all the comedians were jumping on board. I knew her. I know her picture with her and stuff like that, as I just said that I know her.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? Like, everything about it is ugly and wrong and just people grasping for fame and whatever else. I just think the whole thing's shitty and I feel bad for the people who are dead.
Right. And I just feel – I feel terrible about, you know, of all of it. But I always think comedians always try to act like, fuck Hollywood and – I'm a dirty comedian and I'm not a glamorous person and I don't care about fame and stylists and this and that. When they are like the most thirsty, the first to jump on the A-list bandwagon than anybody else.
The worst.
And nobody's truly authentic. No one is like, no, I'm good. They all want it. And that's why it pisses me off so much.
This is what I said about Seth Rogen before.
Yeah.
Had Seth Rogen really was concerned about COVID and there's too many people, he would have walked out of the thing.
Yeah.
He says, I'll stay here for an hour and a half with those packed people so I can get up on stage and make this little speech.
Make this little joke.
Yeah. Like, but
an original joke,
if you were really concerned, you would have left.
Exactly. Okay. This was got so many funny comments. This is Meghan and Harry.
The one I saw was so funny that he looked like a hairstylist.
Yes, that was my favorite one too. Oh. So people were writing things like, why? Okay, so it's Meghan Markle with Harry behind her. She's standing up and he's like leaning back on like a kind of a bench type of thing. And he's got his hand behind her and they fluffed up his hair a lot.
They fluffed up her hair too much. It's way too much hair.
And then because he's going thinning and going bald.
Yeah.
And it certainly doesn't look like that. And he looks, you know, very hot. But he also has like a couple bracelets on. I know they're probably significant bracelets, so don't scream at me. Mm-hmm. But he does look like a hairdresser that did her hair, and this, you know, like the man behind the star, and that is what somebody wrote like on Twitter or something, and it really really was the best one I saw. There were lots of other really funny ones, but you know, they're like, for two people that wanted the privacy, now they're on the, and it's like the hundred, you know what, the person that should be on the cover every time, hands down, is just Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
If you're worried about who is the most influential person, it's Kim Kardashian.
Right.
Whatever she's into, big puffy jackets, biker shorts, covering your face, it becomes a trend.
Yeah, influential. It is.
If it's influential, it really should be like, who's really influential?
Yeah.
But, you know, they'll do so, probably in here, they'll have like a bike rider. No one's being influenced by a bike rider. No. It's going to be like some, you know, handicapped, like someone who lost a leg hiking. It's going to be a couple of those sprinkled in.
Yeah.
You know, but it's really, who is it?
Yeah.
It's really these people.
That's true. That's a good point.
And I don't think they're influential. I don't think they're getting anybody to do anything. Mm-mm. People are intrigued by them, but are they getting someone to dress? Is she getting people to dress like her, like Kim, you know, or anything like that? No.
Yeah.
Now they have a podcast. Is anyone listening to theirs? I feel like it came and went.
Did it start already? No, I don't think it started.
It did. They were like chuckling on it. Okay.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
This was so weird, and I want to talk to you about it.
I watched this show, and it's a running joke.
So last week, tonight, they have some ongoing bizarre joke with Adam Driver, the actor.
Yeah.
Where I read about it, and it seems like it's one of those things that's just like not catching on.
No, they do it. I'll tell you what it is.
What is it?
As a guy who wrote for a TV show with a big host star. Some, for whatever reason, they get, you know, something stuck in their head. I feel like John Oliver thought this was funny.
Yes.
And that makes the writers, you know, write it. We've had to do it. You know, we did it back in the old days. We had to write jokes about Chunk the dog and whatever. And I'm like, oh, God. And I feel like that's what this is.
Right.
Because it's like every episode he goes and shows pictures of Adam Driver and talks about how hot he is and how much he loves him. And I don't get it.
And Adam Driver is like, I don't get it either, but okay.
Yeah.
And then it's kind of reminds me of, was it Jimmy Kimmel that would always go?
The Matt Damon thing.
Yeah, Matt Damon. We have to blow off Matt Damon. Yeah.
And they still do it. They still do like the bad Matt Damon jokes.
You know, when Kris Jenner had her talk show for 6 weeks as a test run, it didn't go. And I was on it like twice. They did the same thing. They're like, oh, and we don't have time for any. It was Bruce at the time.
Yeah.
We don't have time for Bruce. Bruce was going to be on the show, but we don't have time for Bruce. And then they always had a clip of him when they shot them all in one day, right? Of him just like putting in the waiting room or the green room or in his room. Oh, we don't have time for Bruce.
Mm-hmm. That's a great bit. Fuck you.
Dancing with the Stars, we're going to talk a little bit about it. I watched it. This was really funny. Tweet that Huffington Post featured by someone named JC. But it was... They just photoshopped a really bad photoshop of her head, Olivia Jade, who is, you know, Lori Loughlin's daughter who got into SC for saying she was a rower. But I watched all the dances.
Yes, so did I. It was like 2 hours.
I know, but I skipped through at the end. And, you know, I always thought, I've written about it in my book, My Inappropriate Life, I always thought the trajectory of my life would include one stint on Dancing with the Stars. Eventually, the show would come so low and I would come up enough that we would meet and they'd ask me to be on it.
Mm-hmm.
I can honestly say, not only do I don't think it's going to happen,
mm-hmm.
I don't think I want it to anymore.
Really? Why not?
I don't know if I told you, but I took a dance class with Gleb.
Yeah.
Glebe at that Rafi Lounge across from your and Kanye's house.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
And I really thought I was like a great dancer, always. I don't like people telling me what to do when it comes to dancing. I like to get drunk and then dance in my head really, really well.
Yeah.
When you're like in a dance studio and have to remember the next steps and not getting the beat and having someone telling you that you like don't hear the beat right in your head.
Right.
It's hard.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And then when they finish and they're like, Oh, baby, you know, but what I want to see next week is you have to work. If you work a little bit on the more on the footwork, and I'd be like, oh, I have to learn a whole nother routine tomorrow.
We're doing this next week. I'm so glad this is over with.
I got through this thing now.
Yeah, listen, I agree with you.
If they ask me, it's going to be a really hard decision because people are going to say, you got to do it. It's so empowering. Your body's going to look great and all this stuff. But I don't know how I would do Juicy Scoop.
It's going to be tough.
You have to practice all the time.
Yeah.
And I just, I don't know. So, you know, I'll tell you who I enjoyed. Well, I only liked the ones where I liked the song. So a lot of hip songs. I thought Matt, Bachelor Matt, who I've grown to hate, loved him.
Really?
I thought he was so happy and dancing away. So I liked him. And I really liked
The Miz.
Who's The Miz?
The wrestler guy who was on The Real World.
I don't care about him.
But he was kind of good.
Okay. I think I skipped him because I was like, I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
The guy, the Karate Kid guy.
It was the worst thing I've ever seen. 74.
The worst.
It was the worst thing I've ever seen. You know, and I've watched like every season. I think that might have been the worst dance I've ever seen.
But here's the thing.
I didn't think he was going to make it down the steps when he was just walking down the steps.
They do this bit where it's the mean guy
from Karate
Kid. His
name's Martin Cove.
Yeah. And he goes, do you have power? And then the whole audience goes, yes, sensei.
Obviously they were
coached. And they do this Cobra thing. And then they dance to the Cobra Kai song. You're the best. Yeah. And he's like barely moving. And he's 74. So come on. Here's my prediction. He only got a 13.
Yeah.
They're going to get rid of him soon.
Of course.
Because they already blew their wad on the first one. They already played the song. They already did the sensei joke. He can barely move. He's 74. It's a liability at this point.
No, he's done.
That he's going to get hurt.
Yeah.
So he's going to be done. And then, of course, JoJo is with the girl.
She got the highest score.
Well, she was a professional dancer.
Yeah, I know.
And then the other girl, who's the Olympic gymnastic girl.
Mm-hmm.
Where I hate it when they're always like, but I've never ballroom danced. No one has.
The same thing.
But you're a fucking gymnast. Like, shut up.
Yeah, not Gene Kelly.
Yeah, the joke. Right. Like, who has ballroom dance?
Yeah.
And so what did you think about the groundbreaking moment of JoJo dancing with another girl?
The professional dancer
fell. Did you see that part?
Yeah, yeah, right.
And
of course they stayed until the end.
Well, that's what I was wanting to see.
And so now they're going to keep them on for a while because that's what everyone's going to tune in to see.
Okay, so this is what I'm excited for. So this one, they did a very safe twinsy routine, you know, where they're both doing a lot together next to each other and they're wearing like not sexy outfits. Are they going to get to a place where it's real sexy? And he's like, oh, and the way you went towards your finger down her chest.
Yeah.
Like, are they going to have like a real sexual moment the way we see heterosexual couples dancing do on Dancing with the Stars?
Probably.
Are they going to try to keep it like just cute and you can dance with someone of the same sex? Prediction.
I'm going to say yes, they're going to do a sexual one, you know, but not too sexual. It's ABC at 8 o'clock, whatever, you know, I think whatever. But I thought I heard there were rumors. I didn't see the part, but people were mad that one of the judges asked which one's the man.
No, JoJo said it.
That's
JoJo
what it was.
In practicing at the studio said, so which one of us is the dude?
Yeah.
And leading. And she goes, you are. And then JoJo goes, heck yeah.
Yeah. And then I heard people saying, why does anyone have to be the man?
Yes. I kind of thought that was crazy that they would have left that in.
Right. Yeah. So I just read that this morning and people were upset about that line.
So anyway, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to watch it like late at night on a Monday right before I go to bed so I can get through it in 20 minutes. Because I don't even like hearing the comments. I just want to see the dancing.
Right.
Chris, we're going to get to that story another day. Let me see if there's anything else I want to talk about. No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Chris, let's talk about the exciting thing that's happening with us together.
You and I?
Big announcement, which I've already made several times. You're coming with me to New York City.
New York City, November
5th
and 6th.
And 6th.
City Winery.
Yes. Get your tickets. It will sell out. One show Friday, two shows Saturday. So get them now.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're joining me in Nashville for two shows on Saturday night in Nashville, November 20th.
November 20th. Isn't that exciting?
Everything's at heathermcdonald.net.
Yeah.
This is a big treat. And also at my New York City shows, there will be lots of celebrities coming to see us.
Like who? Anybody that I care about?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Just get ready.
I'm excited about that.
Just get ready. So, you know, besides just seeing us dazzle you on stage.
Right.
You know, you don't know who you might run into in the bathroom. Yeah. Approach them at a table. Ask
I'm
for
excited
photo.
About New York. New York is back. I mean, there's...
Besides people working at the hotel.
There's more human shit on the streets than ever before. I'm so excited to be a part of it.
The city winery we're at is the new city winery.
Yeah.
It's not the one we were at before, and it looks pretty cute.
Well, I'm actually going to be there by myself on January 8th. I go with you, then I go back and perform in a smaller room all by myself
on
January
8th. Oh, at the city winery
in January 8th. In New York City.
And then you're going to be at the city winery in Philly.
Philadelphia.
I'm going to be there this weekend in Philly at the Philly City Winery on Friday and Saturday night, which is... What is this week? 26 and 27?
Mm-hmm.
And then when do you go back there?
I go back there October 2nd. October 2nd, Saturday night. Second show sold out. Only tickets for the 6 p.m. show.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. I said
Bring your walker and have a blast.
And go out and do fun
of
things.
Of course.
You know? After the show.
Chrissy Pooh, such a delight. And
can I do one more plug?
Yes.
13th and 14th, Zanies in Chicago.
Which
back
month?
In Chicago. December. December 13th and 14th. I'm doing like a Monday night and a Tuesday night and getting out. Two shows in the middle of the week.
At
Zanies in Chicago.
Can I make a suggestion to the Zanies Chicago people?
Yeah.
Great idea if you want to do a Christmas office party.
That's not a great idea.
Losing your Friday or Saturday night
that's
for
why
the
I did
bigger
it.
Holiday parties. Go to the Zanies, get your office to buy the tickets, and go see Chris in Chicago at Zanies.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
That's actually very
don't
good
say,
pick. Thank
you know,
you.
Nobody say that I don't do things for people.
Hyenas in Fort Worth. Fort Worth,
enough.
Texas. Hyenas, October 8th and 9th. That's it. I'm done.
Still love you.
I love you back. Thank you.